Roy Hodgson moans about the handball rule after his team concede a penalty. Steve Bruce moans about the handball rule after his team win a penalty. And Jose Mourinho would prefer not to speak about the handball rule, as he would rather give money to charity than pay the FA any more money. This is In Airplane Repair. You've been listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unnaturally positioned football podcast anywhere on the internet. Joining me today to discuss the Premier League fixtures and all the drama thereof, statistical expert Otto underscore Wolf is present on the pod. Welcome.
Hello. Your discussion about the penalties has just reminded me of a statistic I saw that would make a great quiz question, so I'm just going to find it quickly.
Wow, constantly working to make the quiz a better place. Our psychological expert, Jasper Kawaja, is here. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Nice to see you there in your gaming chair.
Yes.
Nice rhyme.
Thank you. And he's played the game at the highest level, but has he touched balls at the highest level with his hand? No, that didn't quite come out right how it was meant to come out. Luke Stanford is here.
Hello. Good to be here.
Balls.
And our fan on the road is here. Welcome at the J Doggy Dog.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Good to see you there. Fan off the road, we should say now, really. Let's before we start talking about all the handball chaos, should we talk about Manchester City 2, Leicester City 5? Three words, Jasper Kawaja, title race over? Question mark?
Are they your three words? Do you want me to give three words?
It was a question.
Maybe that it just looked like City from last year, didn't it? It was falling into the same traps. To be fair, they started the match really well, first half an hour, and then if you don't get two up, I feel like if City don't get two up in like the first half an hour, teams think they've got a chance. Even the Wolves game, City were really good at the start, but then Wolves actually almost got back in it second half. So I don't know. They're not good defensively. They've just got this new guy, haven't they, from Benfica. Will he make a difference? I'm not so sure.
Does anyone know about this guy? 62 million.
He's very sexy. I watched his, you know, I know my previous job was sexy or not sexy or something like that. I watched his leaving video. He's sexy.
Okay. What, like in an interview, or was it like an unveiling?
It was all in Spanish, so I couldn't understand anything. But it was him saying goodbye to his teammates. And me and Vertonghen was also just as confused as me, because I don't think Vertonghen speaks Spanish. So he was sitting there in the, because Vertonghen's at Benfica now. And so we were both sitting there, and he would say stuff, and then people would start clapping, and I didn't really know what he said. But then he cried.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is he young?
He looked quite young. He looked good.
He's 23.
That's pretty young.
Apparently, he's not their first choice. They tried to get, I can't remember, two other players.
Koulibaly was too expensive.
Koulibaly, yeah.
Yeah.
But they also tried to get Maguire.
Yeah.
And Van Dijk.
If he's the choice behind Maguire, you're thinking it's not going to sort all the Man City.
No, but I think that's more showing that, you know, they actually don't know sometimes what they're doing, and it's best. Because they also, like, their first choice is Sanchez.
Yeah. Although maybe Maguire under Pep's vision would be a different beast.
Speaking of Pep, first time he's lost... No, was it first time he's conceded five at home?
Conceded a hat-trick, I think.
No, conceded five goals.
Conceded five goals total. Yeah.
Vardy is the only player other than Messi who has
scored a
hat trick. So you know, Luke, I mean, you know, you've played the game at the highest level. What does it take for someone like Vardy to just keep performing at this level, at age whatever he is now? He must be nearly 40.
I think so. Yeah, I can back that up.
I don't know. It was because it was a weird game from him. Because like he had in the first half, he had the fewest touches other than goalkeepers, and he scored two goals. And then he scores another goal. He probably still by the end of the game, he probably had the fewest touches and he scored a hat trick. I think he scored with every shot he had. I mean, two of them were penalties, but
he also
won both.
Yeah, Luke, fucking hell.
Calm down, mate. Fucking hell.
This is just the TV told me this as I was watching it.
Unlike Otto, who just creates his own stats.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know how, because you think. Clearly, he's happy just to sort of. I don't know what he's doing most of the time, Vardy. But clearly, it's good. He must be running around. He just loves running around, I guess, you know? Whether or not he has the ball, he just loves running around.
Other players, you know, people say things like, oh, his legs have gone, or, you know, the peso meter is not what it once was. With Vardy, no one says that.
But we can go to Johnny for this.
He's really quick still, isn't he?
Yeah, well, Johnny, I mean, in terms of the Kane peso meter.
Oh, he's off the scale if it comes to Kane peso meter.
Yeah.
It's more surprising because pace is kind of his whole thing, which normally is what goes. So, I'll bring that.
Well, I think, pace, and also he's really good at finishing, I think.
That pace and finishing of his thing. Flick was insane.
That was unbelievable.
That was disgusting. That was a very Man City-y goal, I thought.
What, the little ball across?
The little...
From, like, inside the box to...
Yeah.
Just in from... Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is Vardy, actually, though?
33, maybe?
Approaching 40, I think.
Closer to 40.
Lewandowski must be similar, but maybe this is
33.
Striker's peak these days. Early 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, I think football's changing a bit, isn't it? They're learning how to keep players like going for longer.
Also, maybe his time in the lower leagues, like he didn't have to try as hard. He's got more leg in.
Yeah.
Do we not, Otto? We seem to kind of write Leicester off in the last prediction pod. I mean, they maybe had their season last season. Are they showing they've got what it takes to?
They had their big dip of form post Corona. That meant that we all gave them bad.
They had lots of injuries. Prediction.
Did they have lots of injuries?
Yeah, towards the end of last season.
I think they still got those injuries, though. Aren't they playing some weird centre backs? They still haven't got like Soyuncu or whatever.
He was back.
Is he back? Oh, okay, rather. But I guess Brendan Rodgers might actually be good at managing football teams, which is quite a significant part of why I thought they weren't going to do well. Because I thought he was just quite good at making everyone excited to play for him. And then it kind of peters out. But maybe he's actually quite good.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I don't know where we predicted Leicester would finish, but we'll have to come back to that. Shall we go talk about the game that happened yesterday? Liverpool 3, Arsenal 1. In the commentary, Luke, Gary Neville said the first half an hour was the best 30 minutes of football he'd seen by a team all season. Was it the best 30 minutes of football you'd seen all season?
No, because I only saw the second half.
Also, the season hasn't been that long. It's not that impressive.
But the best game in 3 days.
I have no idea. In the first 30 minutes, they conceded.
Luke answers the question and nothing but the question.
Does anybody else want to jump in on the first 30 minutes there at all?
Depends how much football Gary Neville's seen as well to make that. I thought in the first half an hour they were good. And they controlled the game really well, but they weren't exactly ultra slick on the ball or anything.
No, I thought they were okay.
Yeah.
and it wasn't very exciting.
The performance, it was very good. I wouldn't have picked out the first half an hour as being amazing.
And you still felt like Arsenal could have probably equalised towards the end. Luke, you saw the end of the game, you know?
I did. I saw the end.
Yeah. Lacazette's head, Luke.
What?
Lacazette, that miss.
Yeah, well, you're an expert on the psychology of strikers, aren't you, Jesper? Something wasn't right with that boy.
Yeah, I mean, they talked, didn't they? Because just before, he was obviously offside, but he went through and they didn't put the flag up.
Yeah.
Tried to do that weird little chip. And whether he knew
that was terrible.
It was awful.
Terrible, whatever.
That, can I just say, that was like, if you know when you play FIFA and you try and do
that's
exactly what it is.
As soon as you press it, you're like, why have I done that? Yeah. What a stupid decision.
Yeah, he did that, didn't he? And then that affected him or something.
Do you think the fact that his first goal was also just like lucky and shit played into the fact that he was, you know...
Well, yeah, it was an awful... That was the worst goal I've ever seen, actually, all round.
Wow.
Ever.
Gary Neville's best. The worst goal you've ever seen this season.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about... a golf in class, perhaps, Johnny, you know?
I guess so. But then, Arsenal have been pretty good. So I guess it does show... the level that Liverpool are above.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a golf, though. It could have gone either way, I think, maybe.
I mean, I didn't see it, but from all accounts... the other way, anyway.
Yeah, Arsenal, a lot of times, they'd, like, play it short from a goal kick, and then a defender would just boot it long afterwards. Mm. And it's like,
isn't that a tactic to draw the press? Like,
yeah, but it drew back all of their own players as well, so they had no one else. Yeah. It was definitely they wanted to play out, and then they were like, shit, well, that's four of them here.
They scored their goal from that, though, didn't they? From goal kick? Like, eventually from...
there was a goal kick before the goal was
scored. Hasn't watched the game for coming in.
You should start Ceballos. He's actually really, really good. And he's got the ability to kind of play out from there.
When he got it, he managed to take it out a few times.
Ceballos.
Luke, sorry to come back to you about this, but as someone who's played the game at the highest level, what is going through the mind of the player named Diogo Jota? You know, when he comes on, he has that great chance, and then Salah just comes in front of it, nicks it off him. What are you thinking there if you're Diogo?
Damn, I reckon, is what he's thinking. Mm-hmm. Damn you, Salah. But clearly he got over it pretty quickly because he then scored. But yeah, I feel like he's probably not too... I don't know. I don't really know. But I don't think he's that angry. He's like, that was a bit stupid of you, Salah, but it was still, you know, he probably thinks I probably should have called for it louder or called for it at all. You know,
okay, maybe he blames himself.
He's still just like, but I better try and make a good impression. You know, that I reckon he stays fit. He doesn't let it get him down too much.
I do feel like the downfall of Liverpool is going to be when Salah and Mane both reach like a critical point of too selfish and then fall out with each other and can't play together anymore.
I don't think Mane is selfish.
Mane gets angry at Salah when Salah
doesn't pass. Yeah, he gets angry at Salah, but he's not selfish. I think Salah's selfish and Mane
doesn't get a bit annoyed about it. What you get with Salah, though? It's like it's a blessing and a curse, you know? You need your striker to be a bit of a selfish bugger sometimes.
But it's not what you get with a Jurgen... That's like the Jurgen Klopp team. It's not supposed to be like that.
If Salah was played... the same amount of like selfishness as Mane, he would just be a better player, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he's that good because he's selfish. He's really good, then he's a little bit too selfish sometimes.
Yeah, it's like Messi and Ronaldo.
It's like, yeah, if Harry Kane had squared it, you know, football might have come home. Do you know what I mean?
Very true. So true. So
Harry Kane's not that selfish, really, actually. I think he's actually quite good at...
Four assists last week, didn't he?
But is it selfish if you're only being selfish at the right time, as in when you need to be...
But he's sometimes selfish not at the right time.
Sometimes he's like, then with Jota, he's only called selfish at the wrong time.
You're only called selfish when you make a mistake, aren't you? Like, if they score, they don't go, oh, very selfish.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I think you're right, Luke. That's just one of Salah's...
Also, there are still times when, even if you score, you are still being selfish. Like, there are many times when Ronaldo will score used to score a certain kind of goal for Real Madrid. Mm. And it's like, well, you should have just obviously squared it, because that would have been way easier.
But can it really be selfish? I mean, the team gets a goal, you know? I mean, can it?
I feel like then it's justified. But have risks missing and people shouting at you.
It's almost, it's maybe more of a philosophy question, that one, really.
I feel like, you can't be results-oriented when you're thinking about selfish or not selfish.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So are you saying then that it's not about whether you make a mistake or not, it's just about whether you take the shot or not?
Yeah, depending on the position.
We're not working with a consequentialist philosophy.
Yeah. Okay.
I think consequentialism is the only basis for...
If you are working...
Yes, Johnny.
Do you agree? You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits.
Is consequentialism the best basis for...
Yeah.
The right form of analysis for football.
And I tell you what, while I'm just plugging ourselves, I might as well just plug our SoundCloud page, which has a new subscriber. So everybody, please welcome Patrice Brahman.
Hello, Patrice.
He is actually our newest subscriber since the 2nd of September. Does anybody want to guess when our previous latest subscriber joined?
Is this a quiz question?
No, it's just an open question. I don't know.
You just said the 2nd of September.
No, the one before that.
So, oh, okay.
That was Patrice.
So did Patrice come on the 2nd of September?
That's right. So who was the next most recent? So the one before.
Not the name, when they joined.
Yeah, when they subscribed, yeah.
April the 2nd.
I think it's in like 2018.
March the 25th.
Yeah, it is Otto's closest, I think. Well, it's actually the 3rd of October 2019.
Yeah, so almost the year anniversary of them joining.
Anyway, Patrice, welcome. If you're listening, tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Are you a bot?
You're the reason that we pay for premium SoundCloud.
Tweet us your PayPal.
You owe us money.
Well, no, the thing is, we may only have 14 subscribers, but the last episode did get 23 listens. And one comment.
Oh, what did it say?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says there's a comment. I don't know.
This is great. This is great pod content.
A comment.
If you commented.
Comment again.
Tweet us. What did you say? Oh dear. Okay.
Do you know how many people listen to us on Spotify and stuff?
Spotify, I couldn't figure out how to get the app to work, but I think it's in the realm of not enough for there to be statistics on it yet. Right, let's move on to next in my list of fixtures is West Brom 3, Chelsea 3. Jasper, when you saw that scoreline, I don't know if you're watching it, but let's say you got the notifications on your phone and it was 3-0 to West Brom, did you think to yourself, this is going to be 3-3?
No, I didn't. But although I did think Chelsea would be in it second half. It's a bit, when they got the first goal back, I thought this could be 3-3. So that's my answer, yeah.
Okay. Do you give Frank Lampard credit for this? You probably can't really, can you?
No. They're awful defensively. And I think they tried to blame Kepa. And he's not great. But also, have you seen that statistic about wherever Lampard's been, all the goalkeepers' like shot ratio reduces by a huge amount? Happened at Derby and it's happened at Chelsea under everyone, apart from Willy so far.
What, they say? They say fewer shots?
Yeah, and basically what people think it's to do with like the system they play in because of how open they are. And also, if you're giving away better chances, your shot ratio...
This is the thing with goalkeeper stats. Like, Alisson, everyone says, is such an amazing keeper. But partly is the fact that people have to take, like, snapshots from random places outside the box and he gets easy saves.
And you use, like, expected saves and stuff.
Yeah, you need to get a better idea. To a certain extent.
What I find weird with Chelsea is they've got Kante. Like, you're struggling defensively, surely just moving back at least for a bit to... help the centre-backs out.
Yeah, it's a real shame what's happened to Kante.
Johnny, as a fan, if you were a West Brom fan, what's going through your mind during this game?
I guess complete elation and then complete desolation.
Not complete. You still got a draw.
Yeah, not complete.
It's one of those that feels like a loss, isn't it?
And then just mere disappointment, I guess. So a bit of a roller coaster, but not catastrophic. Mm-hmm. But no, they'll probably be quite happy. How else have they been doing?
Let's have a look.
I think they've got.
That's actually their only point so far this season.
Oh, right. Well, 1 point. That'll probably be like. That's probably their overall feeling.
So, are we all feeling... Otto, you must be feeling vindicated about your placing of Chelsea 10th in the table. Everybody else is looking like a laughing stock right now. What do you have to say to your fellow pundits?
Get serious about the job, guys.
I actually
think about your predictions. If you thought about it for a second, you'd have put them 10th.
Where did you have Fulham again, Otto?
Ninth. It's coming, lads. It's just classic footballers not gelling together and potentially Lampard's not a good manager. We're yet to find out, but with all these new players, I think it is going to be... I think it is going to take a little while. I'm really surprised that Mason Mount keeps getting such a looking because he seems just shit to me.
Yeah, he's awful.
I don't understand. Like, I'm sure like once Ziyech comes back from injury, Mount's out. But like, I just don't understand why you can't have a system that doesn't include him. Because you've got Pulisic and people like that, but maybe Pulisic is injured.
I don't know.
I can't remember if I said this on the last pod, or maybe I said it to you, Johnny, but you have to feel for Hudson-Odoi, don't you, really?
Yeah, although did he play in the last
game? Did he actually play? Maybe
played against Tottenham.
Maybe he was quite good.
Yeah, I think it was all right.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I think you do feel a bit bad for him. Also, Kai Havertz looks like he needs to get some sun.
He doesn't look good. I would say, and you could just shout if you think this is incorrect, but Everton looked like... an actually good team. Luke, are they an actually good team?
Well, I've seen about 10 minutes of them on Match the Day, and they looked pretty good, you know? But I get, like, people are sort of joking, like, oh, they're buying all these players, they're still going to be naff. But... who's laughing now? Bloody Everton, aren't they? So maybe they are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think James Rodriguez is actually quality, and they just give him the ball. If you just give him the ball loads in the game, then he'll create chances.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone else is... although I feel like Pickford's going to let them down because he's just not that good.
You don't rate Pickford, do you?
No.
You got any stats to back that up, or is this a general hatred?
Just
his height. We could talk about the international break later, Johnny. Do you have to remind me about that? That's your area of expertise. Yeah, and what about Calvert-Lewin? Jasper, has he got what it takes to be a top player?
It looks... I don't know. What do you mean by top?
What I'm saying is like, he might have what it takes to be a top player, but has he got what it takes to be a top player?
Who counts as top player?
Stephen Gerrard.
Your Rooney's.
Your Gerrard's. Your Lampard's.
He's not that level, but I think he could probably be, you know, Vardy sort of level.
Whoa!
20 plus goals quite regularly. I mean, he's really got at least four, hasn't he? He got four in one game. So
if he continues that, he'll get 120 goals.
Are you saying that Calvert-Lewin's going to get the all-time consecutive games goals scored in the game?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that at all. I just think he'll be at that kind of level. And
he's a very different kind of player as well.
Yeah, I know. I just mean that kind of level of strike. Not world class, but pretty good, consistent. And I think Everton in general are a good team now, but they should be, because they've been spending loads of money for years now. And like Leicester and Wolves have been really good, and Everton should be like at least as good as them.
Mm-hmm.
So about time, I say.
About time. So what, top four?
No.
Okay. So fifth then?
I made my predictions and I'm going to stick to
them. Okay.
I reckon I probably had them about seventh or eighth.
I predict my prediction. You put them 12th, Luke?
Yeah.
I think James Rodriguez just benefits from being the main man, doesn't he? He's one of those players, like when he plays for Colombia, and he's the top dog.
Mm.
He enjoys that. And so I think Carlo Ancelotti is good at man managing those kind of things, and so he'll get the best out of him.
Let's move on to the handball discussion. But first, Luke, if the final whistle can be blown and then a penalty can be scored after it, which changes the result of the game, is the final whistle meaningless?
Well, obviously it's not totally meaningless, is it?
Well, does it need to be renamed? I mean, it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Well, no, I think the name is fine, you know? What name would you propose instead? Like, probably the final whistle.
Back in the day, if the final whistle went, it wouldn't matter if, like, it was a blatant... It's just obscene.
Yeah, but back in the day, they didn't have VAR. You know, back in the day, somebody goes through, the flag doesn't go up. Doesn't matter what's happened, does it?
Right, but how far do we go back? What if you notice a mistake in the 78th minute?
Well, not that far.
Not that far, okay.
Back page.
It was like about a second, wasn't it? They went back, to be fair.
A second.
Maybe 3 seconds.
Okay, so what's your limit then?
I don't know.
The rules are, it has to be the
It mark. Was very clearly like that period of play ended with the final whistle.
Yes, it's just within that period of play.
Right. Okay.
The Guardian described it as the goal of the century. So,
what does that even mean?
I don't know.
That's such a Guardian thing to do.
Yeah, what? I think they just mean, I don't know.
What a bunch of pricks.
I didn't read the rest of the article. But I was so mad.
Okay, so that...
Just because of the, like...
I wish I could tell you. I should have...
No.
So that obviously was a handball. I mean, I'm fine if that doesn't get overturned. I don't care about VAR. But so that was a handball. The others over the weekend that have been causing a bit of controversy. Does anybody actually know what the handball rule is?
I mean, I did read. Somebody posted it on Twitter, and I did read it. And it's just like, now it's just like, if the hand is too far away from the body, basically, like they have all the other rules that they used to have. Mm. If the hand's too far away from the body, then it can be given as a handball. And so it's just meant that like it's no longer like an unnatural position. It's just if it's away from the body.
Okay. So are we all in agreement that this is a shit rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still anti-VAR. I don't know if that's even up for debate anymore, but I'm still anti-VAR. No,
I think definitely.
I'm anti-VAR.
Yeah, cool. So I'm anti the handball rule because it's an extension of VAR. But even if I was pro-VAR, I'd also be anti this rule.
Okay. I don't think I'm anti-VAR.
Oh, get up.
I think I'm pro-VAR.
Okay. Oh. Do you like
save it for the VAR section.
Do you like the way it's currently being applied?
No, I think they're getting some of the rules wrong. Okay. I'm pro-VAR.
So
can we just do a flash quiz question that's relevant to this discussion?
Yeah, by all means.
Unexpected ninja quiz. Jump down from the roof. All right. So wait, let me find it.
We never anymore about Otto's quiz.
What's that?
Where's my jingle? No, don't need it. This is flash quiz.
Maybe a shorter version of the jingle.
This is drive-by quiz. We just need some of that pew pew pew.
We'll get a jingle. It's coming.
Hey, you barely notice this quiz has happened. I'll get the jingle for the proper quiz. All right, so in the last season, there were 92 penalties. Season before that, 103 penalties. Season before that, 80. So it's around 100 penalties, a bit less on average of season. Mm-hmm. How many penalties, if we carry on the same trajectory that we've laid out in the last like three games, will there be this season?
300.
All right, let me get
do we have to answer quickly rather than sitting and thinking about how many penalties and then multiplying that by the number of
but if you could do that in about, I'll give you like 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll just take a random guess then, I think. If it's all the same to you.
Well, you get points, and points mean prizes, so don't treat this too casually. All right, so Thomas, what did you say?
300.
Johnny?
I said 200.
Jasper?
500.
Whoa. Luke?
Whoa. I've forgotten everything. Maybe like 160.
It will be 292.
Yeah!
Oh, what a cool stat. Wow.
And for an extra stat, there's normally between 5 and 20 handball penalties, and there'd be 88. If we carry on a current trajectory.
Oh, fuck me. Do I get a point for that?
No, I don't know what does.
Yeah, Thomas, I think you get... Wait, let me see. You get 2 points.
Cool.
I get 2 points.
Yeah. It depended on how many points he had to keep it interesting. If it was Johnny, because he's far in the lead, it would have only been 1 point.
I like it. Just,
How many would I have got?
Redistributed
Luke, you'd have gotten maybe 20 points, Luke.
Ah, I missed opportunity.
So we don't agree with the current handball rule, right? Now, we may have done this before, but what should the hand rule actually be? Jasper, you've coached a team. I mean, you've coached a team at the highest level. The only one of us who has. I mean, as somebody who knows the game in a way that we don't, what would you say in terms of what your thoughts of what the handball rule should be?
Well, there's got to be an element of common sense applied, I think.
Sure.
I like a little bit the idea that if it's going to have had a significant impact, like if someone's on the line with their arms by their side and it hits it, I don't mind that being given a pen. But the ones that have no impact at all and they're like the player can't do anything about, it's like... ridiculous. That one, the Palace one against Man United, and then that one that got given against Palace, they're just like, come on, if you were going to do a poll of 1,000 football fans, maybe that's how they should be decided.
But we know what isn't a handball. Do you know? But like, do you know what I mean? It's very easy to be like, that's not, never a handball. But like, what is a handball?
Deliberate as a starting point.
All right, yeah.
Arm in a ridiculous position.
Ridiculous.
It's got to be silly.
You got to be looking real stupid when it happens.
From where it's kicked.
Okay.
And if it's going to have a big impact, they're my three.
I would say that just
necessary conditions. Does it have to fulfil all of them?
No, just one of them.
Ah,
so Jasper, there's many issues with those rules.
Sufficient conditions.
Give me one issue with those rules, other than the ridiculous one.
So if it's impactful, if it's very impactful, yeah. It doesn't matter where, like, even if they've got it, like, even if they've got their hands behind their back, or they've, like, got their hands, like, tucked right in, like, if they're in a wall, and it's impactful.
I believe their arm is, like, because then it's not impactful if it's in their arm, is it, because it didn't hit their body straight hard?
Yeah, the arm... It's not the thing that's impactful, because it would have been impactful anyway, I guess. Johnny, as a fan, should the one thing that's been discussed is why does the punishment for all handballs have to be the same? I mean, for example, people have said that maybe if it just touches your hand in the box, it could be an indirect free kick. I mean, is that a stupid idea? Do you like indirect free kicks?
I love an indirect free kick.
But I think everybody loves indirect free kicks.
Is that because they're rare?
If they became more common, maybe we wouldn't love them as much.
Or we would get some very weird tactics being developed around them if they became more common, which would be quite fun. Yeah. The number of dummies would be insane.
Yeah, you'd love to see it. The thing is, like, so then if, I don't know, I guess, so would it feel as bad if they got an indirect free kick? The thing is, we're still saying if it shouldn't be a handball, then it shouldn't be punished, really, should it?
Yeah, I don't think the punishment's the problem.
Yeah, why should you have a punishment? If the ball
is... Oh, this is a half punishment. Oh, no, maybe we do that.
Mm. Maybe they should introduce some kind of, like, cricket LBW system to see where the ball would have gone, to then calculate how impactful it was.
But what if it was going... I think that'd be hard to measure if it's, like, going to plant itself on Vardy's forehead.
Yeah, yeah, then you just fall kind of out.
You have, like, the CGI Vardy forehead flying as well.
Yeah. Okay. Also, surely players now are just going to start kicking at people's hands.
Yeah, exactly.
They sometimes do anyway, don't they?
Yeah.
Zaha can do that every day of the week.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, so given we live in a world where VAR is not going away... And it's, yeah, Luke, you're right, it's an issue with the rules, isn't it, really? So
yeah, I think I'm a big fan of the rules Jasper laid out. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if it's in a weird position, or it's intentional, or if it's not, but it, like, obviously stops a goal.
The reason they brought in
all
these...
about common sense using it. Like, you could still use the current rules, but use it normally.
Yeah. I think because the reason why they brought in these rules is because there was too much interpretation for unnatural position, so then they brought in these ones, and so then if you just then change unnatural position to ridiculous position,
no, I think unnatural position is fine. I didn't like,
but they were trying to, because
obviously someone has to interpret the rules. Like, someone's got to interpret whether something's a foul or not. Like, I don't think that's a problem. That's just, yeah, like, maybe they've been getting it wrong a lot. But
I think this is the issue with VAR, because VAR tries to create a situation where things are definitely one thing or another.
This is right. This is totally right.
And so, like,
I don't think it's an issue with VAR. I think because VAR's there for if the ref misses something.
VAR creates this idea that you can definitively tell when something's a foul and not a foul, and there's a definite mistake.
All that VAR needs is for it to be understood that there are situations where the ref has definitely made the wrong decision.
In theory, yeah, but that's not what it become. Yeah.
I don't think that's the problem with using video.
But we've unleashed this technology now out in the world, and it's not necessarily up to us how it behaves.
This is people. This is people doing the bad things.
Yeah, should you even speak to a robot? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Should you even speak to a robot? Should we move on to the quiz? But before we do, let me remind you, you can subscribe to us on Spotify now. Join our other, I don't know if we have any followers on Spotify, but you can be one of them. And with that, you've requested a jingle. Otto's quiz time. Otto's quiz time.
Oh,
mixing up.
Welcome to the quiz. How's everyone doing today?
All right.
All right.
Good.
Quite tired.
Oh, yeah, me too, actually. My first question was really bad, so we'll go straight into the second question.
Ever be told, or is it just
I'll save that for if I forget to make a quiz and you need to scrape the barrel.
Okay,
so the first two questions are about nicknames for Spanish people. So for all our Spanish listeners, these questions will be easy for you. Okay, so what is Marcelo Bielsa's nickname? Is it I didn't translate it, but I think I remember. El Científico, the scientist. Mm-hmm. El Fanático, the fanatic. El Loco, the madman. Or El Genio, the genius.
Do we just shout it out?
No, I think you should probably write down your answers. Or hold them somewhere in your head. Because should I carry on doing more questions?
Can you just go through them one more time?
Yeah, sorry.
Do you want the Spanish or the English?
Surprise me.
You can have the Dutch.
If only I knew another language, yeah, I would have done that joke. El Científico, El Fanático, El Loco, El Genio.
Have you made up the Spanish ones that are wrong? Have you made up the Spanish?
No, I googled the Spanish. Spanish is El Científico. No.
Good prep, what's it?
Huh?
Good prep. All right.
Thanks, mate. Mm. Thanks, mate.
Yeah. I'm going to go with El Loco.
That's okay. As well.
Yeah.
Well, are we giving the answers now?
I guess so, because everyone gave their answers. I told people to wait, but I just
Sorry.
I think it's gone wrong then, to be honest, because I've said the scientist, but everyone seems pretty confident that it's the madman.
It is the madman, but good try. Good try, Luke.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't want to just jump on the quiz bandwagon or anything, but can anybody guess how many plays we've had from Spain? All time. So since we started this podcast.
What?
Well, how many plays? We've had two nearly 3,000 plays in total.
Oh,
how many plays of the pod have we had from Spain?
87.
16. In the pod.
How many people have listened to the podcast total?
How many Spanish listeners?
That's exactly how to describe it.
Sorry.
Well, we don't know if they're separate listeners. It could just be the same guy.
Yeah, listens. Yeah.
Fanatical.
200.
Ooh.
50.
Yeah, 16.
It's actually 29. Okay, sorry about that.
El Amigos.
Hola.
¿Qué tal?
Diana es con leche. All right, next question. Another one for the Spanish out there. What does Javier Hernandez, a.k.a. Chicharito?
I know this one.
I do. What does his does Chicharito mean? Does it mean little danger, little pea, little mouse, or little nuisance or annoyance?
I feel like it sounds a lot like one of the Pokemon.
Nobody give you an, everyone wait to give you answers.
Bum bum ba-dum, bum bum ba-dum.
Okay, is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Luke?
Little P.
Jasper?
Yeah, little P, I'm gonna say.
Johnny?
I put little nuisance slash annoyance.
Thomas?
Little P.
It is little P.
Hey, Johnny's me for this round. What?
I thought you would make one up that had like two meanings.
Yeah, that was my red herring, mate. That was my red herring.
Oh, my goodness.
You got done, blood. all right, now this question's a long question.
Okay.
So I guess I'll give you, like, there are lots of answers. There are 16 answers total.
16?
Yeah, but I'm, obviously you're not going to get them all because some of them are mad, and I also don't know where they are. So what I'm thinking is I'll give you, like, maybe a minute and a half.
Oh.
But maybe,
okay.
So write down as many as you can.
Okay.
Maybe just a minute. I'll just give you a minute.
You'll have to fill the time with some, you know, something fun for the listeners.
Some Spanish lesson, I think.
The chicken is the chicharito. So the question is, how many Premier League clubs have there been with ham in their name? H-A-M.
You don't mean how many? Because there's 16. We need to write them down, don't we?
Sorry, yeah.
So. 16!
Right, really good.
Wait, no, this is awful!
Some of them are really old, so you won't get all of them. There's like two or three, which I didn't really even know were football teams, so don't worry about that. But most of them you'll be able to get.
Oh, fuck this.
Most of them?
Yeah, I've probably.
I've only got two.
If you don't get at least seven, it's shameful.
Oh no!
Sorry, you guys. Keep it going.
Oh, got another.
Yeah. Johnny, I ordered a bigger Ethernet cable today to try and improve my internet situation.
How many meters you got?
Only 5 meters, but my flat is very small. Should be right. Well, I don't know. Hopefully. How long was yours?
Mine was like 20 meters.
Shit! No, I shouldn't talk about that. You got 6 seconds.
No, not six.
Whoa!
No.
3, 2, 1.
Fuck.
Time's up.
God damn.
Alright, guys, I hope you appreciate the fact I distracted Johnny, considering he has the most points.
That's harsh.
Did you? Well played.
Thanks. I like it.
Alright, so, I don't know how you want to do this.
Oh, God.
I think Luke just read out his answers, and then...
Yeah. Does Luke have the most?
I've got 6.
Okay, yeah, read them out. Go for it.
West Ham.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tottenham.
Yeah.
Southampton.
Hey. Yeah.
I just decided to write Northampton as well.
Northampton. Good run.
Sweet.
Yeah, Northampton. Fulham. Yeah, Fulham.
And Birmingham.
Birmingham.
And then I just wrote Ham. But didn't get to finish the thought there.
What was that going to be?
I don't know.
You're going to fill the word in around.
I was just letting you know, getting Ham out there and then seeing what
I'm writing Ham first.
Has anyone got any that Luke didn't have?
We got Wolves.
Yeah, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Nice.
I got 7.
Yeah.
So I'll just say them all because I can't remember Luke's. West Ham, Tottenham, Birmingham.
Yeah, Luke said that.
Fulham, Oldham.
Yeah, Oldham. Yes.
Nice.
And Rotherham.
Yeah, and Rotherham.
Lay a ham.
Rotherham.
thought it was rather rum. But
that's how they pronounce it up north.
How many songs you got?
I only got three.
Oh, mate.
Oh.
What did you get?
I don't want to say.
Tottenham, Fulham and West Ham.
I got West Ham, thank you very much. And Fulham.
And Tottenham.
No, I didn't get Tottenham. I think of them as Spurs.
So the ones that people didn't get, Cheltenham.
Ooh.
Dagenham and Redbridge. Durham City.
What? Dagenham.
Durham City, what the...
Nottingham Forest. Oh, this isn't actually Premier League. I think this might be the first match.
So, what are Dagenham? Have Dagenham been in the first division?
Maybe Dagenham were in the first. No, well, they were definitely in the first.
I mean, that's why I didn't put Dagenham down. I mean, I just.
Gillingham. Oh, yeah, these are really old because one of them is Thames Association.
Yeah, I was going to put that, but.
And Wrexham.
Premier League.
All right, so how many points did you guys get?
I got six.
Six.
What? Nice. No, I don't know if it should really be one per. You know, you
Thomas got three, and Jasper seven.
Got the most.
Right, we should probably. It should probably be like the score you got squared, shouldn't it? So I got 36. Thomas got
if
nine.
If you got the most, you get 1 point.
All right.
Why don't you also take into account how badly we're doing in the quiz as well with this one?
Good idea.
I always do, Luke. Don't worry, that happens. That goes without saying.
Wow,
sweet.
Behind the
I'll take my 12 points then. Thank you.
Just give me a sec. I'm nearly filled out the scores.
Just think of it like Mario Kart or something. You know, the people at the back get the
yes.
Good food. Yeah, exactly. And Johnny
We've been
got
playing a lot of Mario
six,
Kart recently.
Seven. Oh yeah, on what console?
One of my housemates has a Switch.
Oh, nice.
A little bit of Mario Kart on the Switch. How is it? They're all different different courses to back in the day.
Yeah, there's so many of them as well.
Ah, that's crazy.
Does it have old ones on it as well, like the Wii did?
Has a few.
Yeah, it does, but it's also mixed them up a bit.
Oh,
no way.
There's like three Rainbow Roads, at least.
So, in last place with 68 points, but thinking about Aguero, big old fat face, and is a cheating nerd, hey, Stamper.
Still at last, wow.
Thomas, second last, 73 points.
Oh, I'm coming for you, Thomas.
No, I wasn't.
And then on 79 points, Jasper, although he was thinking about quite a few of the answers once. And Johnny on 85.
Whoa. Oh, did Johnny take the lead?
I don't know. At some point in the quiz, Johnny got awarded a lot of points.
That's the main thing.
It was a really easy quiz 1 week and I wasn't there. Like,
when it was because Johnny predicted the transfer, the inflated transfer values of every person.
Oh, yeah.
That was very good, yeah.
And
Johnny got 12 points that week.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Johnny's just been going up nice and steady.
All right.
Surprising, considering he knows very little.
Tune in next time for more Otto's Quiz Time. A question for Otto_Wolf, the only one of us who's a Fulham fan. How do you feel about your director of football tweeting immediately after a result comes in that they need to buy centre backs and he's sorry about the they haven't bought
centre
backs? Is that good?
No, he's a bit of a twat. He's really young and an idiot. Don't feel good about it. As a director of football, he's the owner's son, really. So he's not even like... He is the director of football, but he's kind of just the owner. And as the owner, I feel like you need to just step back and like let the manager do that part and deal. You can say what you want behind closed doors, but you just don't say it publicly. That just doesn't help anything. He's just doing it because he is trying to keep face and he's trying to seem like a good guy by being like communicating with the fans when actually he's just being a dickhead.
So should they just generally be seen and not heard? Well, in fact, they don't have to be seen.
They don't even need to be seen, yeah. Like, they just don't need to be involved.
Okay, they could just be these faceless blobs of money behind the scene.
Yeah, they just need to be like
like the rest of society is super rich. We don't do like politics
the rest of society, to be honest, Link.
Oh, okay. Let's not get too political, guys. Obviously, we don't. We want to keep our listeners from across the political spectrum. Now,
we don't want to alienate any potential fans. Long live Catalonia.
Is it game? Is it so? Are they a Fulham down already? Then
that's what everyone's saying. And you know what? The best position to be in as a side that's about to get relegated. That everyone to condemn you, because then pressure's off. Have a bit of fun. Nothing matters. That's how you stay up, and then win the league, a la Leicester, Nigel Pearson.
Okay.
I think we just Scott Parker's gonna get sacked, and then we'll bring in someone, probably like Sam Allardyce or something, and he'll keep us up.
Johnny, have you ever seen a man who looks more like he's going to a wedding than Scott Parker?
Other than the time I went to my grand's wedding, no, I haven't.
Was Scott Parker there?
Yeah, I would.
How do you feel as a fan? Do you like your managers dressed like that, or do you prefer a tracksuit?
I prefer the tracksuit, I think. But the worst dressed manager I saw was the Oxford playoff.
Oh my god, he was awful.
He had like red snakeskin shoes and like long flowing hair and a shirt unbuttoned down to his belly button. So put on a tracksuit, you know.
See, what I like about the smart clothes is then is the possible, like I like then the knee slide. I like the possibility that you might then
That's true.
You know, I think that's.
Well, I like it when like the ball goes over to the manager and they're in a suit and they do take a nice touch or something.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah.
I think there's less suits now. There's no crowds, isn't it? I think most of them are taking that as an excuse to just wear whatever now.
Think the country is.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Probably the world.
I forgot to mention this at the start of the pod, but I've actually got a major scoop.
Oh,
okay. Whoa.
We probably should have built our entire pod around this.
Too late now.
You can put it in the caption. I mean, I'm not really sure if I'm allowed to be spreading.
Yeah, because then people will be listening all the way through just good to get point. The scoop as well. Good work, Jasper.
Yes. But I'll do it in the gossip section whenever it comes. So we'll keep them waiting just a bit longer.
Okay, well, we'll move.
I put a vote forward to move forward to the gossip section.
I was just going to say West Ham 4 Wolves 0, but we can move on to gossip if you like.
We can gossip about that as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's move.
Isn't football just all gossip?
To gossip expert Jasper Kawaja with some breaking news.
Yeah, well, it's a source from high up in the Premier League. And I won't tell you how I know them, but and it didn't come directly from them to me. It's two waves away.
It's also not coming directly from you right now.
Apparently, just you know, the Premier League made a big TV deal a few weeks ago. If they hadn't have made that deal when they did, about five clubs, Premier League clubs, were going to have to declare bankruptcy.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, they were all like right on the edge, and I know one of them is Burnley.
Oh, no,
was anyone in doubt? I don't think you needed to say.
I don't know the other one. Afraid that's as big as the scoop gets.
The other one's definitely Sheffield United.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I feel like non-London teams generally do a lot worse financially than London teams.
But then Sheffield haven't really bought anyone. I feel like they've. But then maybe that's what you do.
That's why.
Yeah.
I think they did start laying off staff or something at some point.
This might be an appropriate time to talk about the possibility of the Premier League bailing out the lower leagues. Johnny, as a supporter of a lower league team yourself, what would it mean for fans like you to get that bailout that you so want so much?
Well, I mean, it's
quite a leading question you put. You put a lot of words in his mouth just there.
I agree. No, I mean, I think they've got to hurry up and do it, really. Because, I mean, otherwise, the pyramid that we all know and love will no longer be a pyramid, but a thin line.
I think like the one thing that we can all be confident about is trickle-down economics. And so if we just believe in that, then it should be fine. I think just the lower clubs don't believe enough in it.
Ah, okay.
They just need to graft, work harder.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think what many clubs might say is you don't see other businesses like, you know, Amazon bailing out the high street shops that have had to close or the cafes like that. You know, I mean, that sounds like a reasonable excuse to me, don't you think, Luke?
Don't get political now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Luke, sorry.
You could answer that without being political.
Well, Thomas's question was not framed politically in any way. That was an apolitical question. And your response has to also remain.
Was it an apolitical question? Because he was basically saying we're heading towards monopolies, weren't we?
Yeah, no.
Isn't that what he was saying?
No, yeah, that's the implication. If you say something anti that, though, that's political.
That's right.
Right. So is that a good excuse? Without commenting on whether that's a good statement.
Why single out the football clubs? There's plenty of businesses that don't have to, that aren't going to be expected to support the smaller businesses in the same way.
Are you not an anarcho-capitalist, Luke?
Well, I guess you could answer that politically by saying, well, maybe we should think about how the business world works in general, but we can't do that. So we can think about the football clubs and say, well, wherever the players gonna, you know, so, well, yeah, I don't.
What you need to say is football is the
Where's the next Jamie Vardy gonna come from if you demolish the football pyramid?
Yeah,
exactly. Wow, what a non-political statement.
But also, you could say the same for beetroot factories, you know, we need to keep them open so the next Jamie Vardy learns how to graft, you know.
That's fine. Okay. Do you want to do a quick simulation before we wrap this pod up?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, Luke, you've nominated yourself. I would say let's simulate the League Cup, but nobody cares about that. So shall we move on to the next weekend? Any interesting fixtures there? Manchester United, Tottenham, 4:30 on Sunday afternoon.
That's a tough one. Thank you.
Well played, Luke.
That's insane. I just don't know how he does it.
He's going to go 2-0 to Man U, then back to 3-2 up to Tottenham, and then it's going to be 3-3 at the end.
Mm. Any penalties? Any handballs?
There were going to be 3 handballs during the course of the game, but none are actually going to give away penalties.
Will there be any, like, after the final whistle, goals?
No. There will not be another goal of the century, Johnny, you'll be pleased to hear.
Okay. Maybe one more, just but I can just sense you're dying to predict this. Leeds Man City on Saturday evening. That could be good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Remember, it's the greatest manager of all time, as per the words of Pep Guardiola.
I'm trying to remember that.
feed that into the simulator.
Oh. 3-1 Man City.
Oh. Oh, a simulation. That's a prediction.
Sorry, it's what it came out as. I can't predict it in any way. The simulator is the simulator.
Okay. Anything? Any more details there? Or is it just a score?
Man City. They're going to be really good because whenever they have any big defeat, they normally come out after
angry.
Yeah, hungry. Mm. But they are going to concede. They're going to be 1-1, then 1-1, and then they're going to coast in the second half.
Okay, all right.
The young Phil Foden come on.
Yes,
young Phil Foden's going to start, Johnny.
Are we going to see Diaz maybe, or maybe on the bench?
We will see him in the stands.
In the stands, love it.
Yeah, he won't be.
Will Delap feature again?
Oh, yeah. Son of Rory Delap.
Yeah, with the middle name Rory.
Honestly, when I heard that, I just was so happy.
Yeah.
A beast of a throw as well.
I don't know.
I'm just wondering.
He's the target for the beast of a throw, isn't he?
Yeah,
he is a big boy. I feel like if Pep Guardiola's putting him in a team, then he's got some technical ability and very.
No, I don't think he does. Well, I think
he has any technical ability.
Surely Pep's not preferring a striker who can't.
Well, they don't. They've got loads of injuries.
Is that the only reason?
I think so.
Okay. Should we wrap?
Are they not players with coronavirus?
Oh,
Just Thiago so far.
Oh, yeah, that could.
But like Gundogan has it, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm wondering if all of Liverpool, this is going to fuck Liverpool up. What happens if a team has to can't play a match because they've got so many players ill?
It happens.
Just postpone.
But Tottenham got a bye in the cup.
But then, different in the cup, doesn't it? Because you need to get the rounds sorted. I reckon Leeds will just postpone it, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. They're
taking tests like every day, so I don't know if it would get to the point where the whole Liverpool team.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe if they would probably already, it would have probably already been announced.
Have you seen the really great video where Firmino is having his temperature taken and he's had his photo taken so many times that he just like automatically like does a big grin while he's having his temperature taken?
You just point anything at his face.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
You've been listening to In Air Play Repair, the most uncensored, unedited. And do I normally do this at the end of the show podcast on the internet? Yeah. Let's say thank you and goodbye to Otto underscore Wolf.
Thank you and goodbye.
Yeah, Jasper Kawaja.
Thank you.
Luke Stamp and.
Thank you and goodbye.
At the J Doggy Dog.
Thank you and goodbye.
And it's thank you and goodbye from me. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.